Come on in. Hi, how's it going?
It's a big day in this small storefront on Salina's main drag. More than a dozen people have crowded into the campaign headquarters of Roger Marshall, a political newbie who is challenging Congressman Tim Huelskamp.
You drove all this way. You have to get your photo taken.
Representatives of six farm groups are here to announce their endorsement of Marshall, a physician from Great Bend, over the incumbent Huelskamp. It's the first time in anyone's memory that the state's major ag group, the Kansas Farm Bureau, has ever given its powerful nod to anyone other than the guy they helped put there in the first place. The Farm Bureau's Stacy Forshee says Marshall visited 50 counties to win the support of the group's 40,000 Kansas members.
Dr. Marshall has shown that he has strong ties to agriculture, and he also shares a lot of all of our beliefs and values that our members do.
Marshall's beliefs and values are much like Huelskamp's on social issues. They're both conservative, opposing abortion, and supporting gun rights. Those beliefs are what got Huelskamp elected in the first place. He rode in on the Tea Party wave in 2010.
A lot of our frustrations honestly started with no representation on the Ag Committee.
Huelskamp lost his seat on the House Agriculture Committee in 2012, pushed out by then-Speaker John Boehner because Huelskamp didn't back GOP leadership. Agriculture rarely plays a role in national politics, but farm country clout, or lack of it, definitely is in play in this race.
I teach my students the three types of committees.
Fort Hays political science professor Joe Romance says everyone in Congress wants to be on the powerful appropriations committee, which doles out lots of cash. Then there's the committees that no one wants to be on, and then there's the committees that some people need to be on. That's the case here.
If you're on the Ag Committee from Western Kansas, you're just as good as being on appropriations. Or ways and means, or you know, whatever. It's as good as the great committees.
Huelskamp's absence from the Ag Committee is a big problem out here in the Big First, an area that covers 63 counties, two time zones, and has more cattle than people. There's no Democrat in the race, and although there's a Libertarian candidate, many are betting on Marshall.
The entire Kansas agriculture community has risen with one voice to say enough. Enough of the political games. They've risen to support our team because of the clarity of purpose. To restore our representation, our reputation, and influence over federal farm policy.
The farm groups are also angry that Huelskamp hasn't supported one of the state's biggest projects, the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility, or NBAF. It's the Department of Homeland Security's billion-dollar animal disease research facility being built in Manhattan. Another problem? He voted against the 2014 Farm Bill.
I want a congressman who won't be met around every corner with closed doors and burned bridges.
That's Katie Sawyer, who farms with her husband in McPherson County. She's voicing the other frustration that many in Kansas and in Washington have with Huelskamp. They say he's just too hard to work with. Huelskamp wouldn't return several requests for comment for this story, but he has promised during campaign stops that he will get back on the ag panel.
It's shocking, but true. Congressman Tim Huelskamp is being attacked by the Republican establishment for fighting Obama's unconstitutional executive order on amnesty.
Conservative groups like the Heritage Foundation, which ran this radio ad, like Huelskamp's battles over immigration, against gay marriage, and his latest attack, trying to get the IRS commissioner impeached. Political science professor Joe Romance says that kind of track record stands out against other new congressmen who keep their heads down and learn the ropes.
That, A, is not Huelskamp's personality, and it's not the personality of the Tea Party group who really wanted to go in there and shake things up.
They did quite a bit of shaking, including ousting Boehner from his speakership last year. Current Speaker Paul Ryan has stayed on the sidelines, leaving many thinking that Huelskamp won't get his chair back on the Ag Committee. Polls say the race is too close to call, but we'll soon know if Huelskamp will survive to keep his seat representing the Big First. I'm Peggy Lowe.